This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Serapio Miranda. Date of birth, March 12, 1962. Case ID number is 570-9789. Date of exam, June 27, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Christus Spahn Family Health Center, dated 10/31/2022. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, heart condition, spots on the liver, and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in January 2020, where he was a construction worker for 20 years. During that time, he worked part-time whenever there was work. He presently lives with his sister in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, heart condition. Number five, spots on the liver. And number six, osteoarthritis. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in March of 2020, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 80 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy and cardiovascular disease consisting of coronary artery disease. He does check his blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 200 to 300 milligrams / DL. At the present time, he's taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID. And his last glucose level was 214 milligrams / DL. However, his last hemoglobin A1C was 7.1%, which indicates that he is fairly well controlled. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020 he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, temporal headaches, and blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure was 181 over 103 mmHg. The claimant states that he had not taken his medication today and states that he usually has to take it with food. His medication that he has taken for hypertension is lisinopril 20 milligrams QD. His condition does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2020 he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He denies any cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, but does have a history of coronary artery disease. He is presently taking Lipitor 40 milligrams QD. His last cholesterol level was 210, which is borderline high. He appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number four, chest pain secondary to heart conditions. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having discomfort in his chest, especially on the left side of his chest, which would radiate up to his left shoulder and neck area. He states that the pain usually lasts for 15 minutes, and he can have it twice per week. He has had a cardiac catheterization, and he has been told that he has coronary artery disease. He denies being given any nitroglycerin, but states when he rests that the pain goes away. His other symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. He has had two syncopal episodes. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, positive history of smoking, and high cholesterol. He denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. He does have shortness of breath and pedal edema occasionally, but only sleeps with one pillow at night. He was diagnosed with stable angina with mild shortness of breath and coronary artery disease. No other procedures or surgeries have been performed, and he is being observed closely. Allegation number five, spots on his liver. The claimant states that in 2020, his physician told him he had spots on his liver. He denies any abdominal pain and states that the only other associated symptoms he has is nausea, comma, diarrhea times one, comma, and occasional weakness. The claimant has lost approximately 80 pounds within the last year, and he is food intolerant to dairy products. He was diagnosed with spots on his liver. However, no medication or other procedures have been performed to evaluate his condition. Allegation number six, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in March of 2020, he started to have pain and achiness in both of his hands. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis from x-rays. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Rachel Vela. He presented with no assisted devices and is presently on no medication for pain. He does do physical activity of cutting the grass and walking in the park occasionally. Daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and occasionally helping with the laundry. Family history. His father died at the age of 87. They're not too sure what he died of. He did have coronary artery disease and hypertension. His mother is 89 and has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications: lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, Lipitor 40 milligrams QD, metformin hydrochloride 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, history of COVID-19 times three, comma, major surgeries none. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes per day for 45 years. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking 3 beers per weekend for approximately 5 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.5, weight 239 pounds, height 6 feet 3 inches, BP 181 over 103, second reading was 176 over 91, pulse 63, respiration 12, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 42.5. General: this is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Can you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the second sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant does appear to have mild right-sided cataract eye formation and to a lesser extent on the left side. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. And pinhole was 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does not wear glasses. Could you drop down to cellar Beller function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the rhombus sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position is 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees at 120 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with mild difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5. However, the claimant does appear to have problems with opposing and pinching with his fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachiolalis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to osteoarthritis. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction in the form of osteoarthritis of the hands. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant is unable to oppose or pinch At this time, his ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis of his hands and mild decrease in vision. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent, being treated at this time, has a hemoglobin A1C of 7.1%, which is fairly well controlled. Number two, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was very high at 181 over 103 mmHg. Second reading was 176 over 91 mmHg. The claimant forgot to take his medication for the day. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. His last cholesterol level was 210, which is borderline high. The claimant does have a history of coronary artery disease, which has not been treated with any kind of surgery at this time. Number four, heart conditions / coronary artery disease. Has not been treated with any kind of stents or surgery at this time. The claimant is symptomatic and is presently on Lipitor. Allegation number four, number five, spots on the liver. I was not able to confirm this diagnosis by medical records or physical exam. Number six, osteoarthritis - confirmed with physical examination of the hands. Appears to be mild, although he does have some poor function of his fingers in reference to opposing and pinching at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Serapio Miranda.